Snow continued to fall Monday around parts of the Great Lakes region, where storm-weary residents who have plowed and shoveled for days faced the prospect of even greater accumulations. Lake effect snow continued to fall on parts of western New York, Pennsylvania, and Ohio that were already blanketed with a foot, 0.3 meters, or more over the past 4 days. By Monday morning, the village of Cassadaga, New York, east of Lake Erie, recorded 4.5 feet, 1.4 meters, of snow. Snow was expected to continue through Tuesday in that largely rural area south of Buffalo. But the snow didn't stop Sunday's NFL game in Buffalo, where the Bills took the win in a frigid nighttime game against the San Francisco 49ers. In Ohio, the quaint village of Geneva on the lake had more than 4 feet, 1.2 meters, of snow, and more is in the forecast through the rest week, according to the National Weather Service. At this point, it's just annoying, said Ryan Colby, who lives a snowball's toss from Lake Erie in the Ohio village. We've just been getting hit left and right with it. I've been getting up every couple hours and shoveling out the driveway and the porch just so we don't get too buried again. Lake effect snow warnings were in effect through Tuesday night in parts of Ohio, New York, and Pennsylvania. Winter storm warnings or advisories also were posted through Tuesday in Michigan, up and down the Lake Michigan coast, where as much as a foot, 0.3 meters, of snow was predicted. Farther inland, some communities canceled school, including Gaylord, where more than 3 feet, 0.9 meters, of snow has fallen since Thanksgiving. Last year at this time we still had green grass, said Mike Williams, who has a snow removal business in Gaylord. To get it all at once overwhelmed everyone. Digging out. Skies were clear east of Lake Ontario in northern New York, where some residents were still digging out from mountains of snow. We've got snowbanks that are higher than me, said Mary Shambo, owner of the Cottage Inn in Copenhagen, New York. The small village received just under 6 feet, 1.8 meters, of snow in 4 days. Shambo and her husband, Ben, managed to stay open through the thick of the storm. Some locals arrived by snowmobile, but they mostly served truckers who pulled off the road when bands of snow became particularly fierce. It goes from whiteout conditions to clear, she said, so they would take off when it was clear and hope to God they got to where they needed to go. In Ohio, the mayor of Geneva on the lake has been using a backhoe almost nonstop since Thursday to clear the snow. Every business down here has been shut down the last 4 days, Mayor Dwayne Bennett said. You can't even get in the front doors. The problem is we're not equipped to handle this much snow in this amount of time, he added. Officials faced similar problems in snowbound Erie, Pennsylvania, where 3 to 4 feet, 0.9 to 1.2 meters, of snow fell since Thursday, and accumulations on the ground were particularly wet and heavy. Every shovel is like 30 pounds, and there's not a lot of space to put that snow once it's been piling up for days and days, said Sarah Morrison with the Erie Metropolitan Transit Authority. Snow in Alaska. Up to 17 inches, 43 centimeters, of snow fell in Alaska's capital city of Juneau over the weekend as part of a system that was definitely stronger than what the region typically experiences this time of year, National Weather Service meteorologist Greg Spann said. Snow had transitioned to freezing rain early Monday, he said, with roads icy in some areas. Wet, heavy snow was piled on sidewalks along typically busy streets near downtown Juneau, and slushy pools were forming at some intersections. School went to remote learning in the city on Monday, and state offices were closed due to freezing rain. Ice encased the thin branches on some trees. The rest of Juneau's week is expected to be very different, with forecasts calling for rain and unusually warm temperatures in the 40s, between 4.4 and 10 degrees Celsius. This story has been updated to correct the snow total in Cassadaga, New York, to 4.5 feet, not 5.5 feet. Contributing to this report were Susan Hay in Norwich, Connecticut, John Sewer in Toledo, Ohio, Ed White in Detroit, Mark Skolforo in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and Becky Borer in Juneau, Alaska. Michael Hill, The Associated Press.